Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
All right, let's start the program with this tonight. And since its launch just over a year ago, if memory serves, PayShap has been marketed as a real game changer, promising lightning-fast interbank payments and a leap towards financial inclusion. All very well and good. And the numbers do look impressive on the surface. Over 30 million transactions, if I read correctly, and something in the region of 20 billion rand processed. But there are some concerns. Are consumers being exposed, for instance, to hidden pitfalls? Are the fees and security risks maybe outweighing the convenience? Let's give you an overall view on this with Israel Skosana, who's Chief Product and Scheme Officer at BankServe Africa. That is the company behind PayShap. Israel, welcome and thank you very much indeed. First of all, just remind us of what the original intention was. In other words, what did you set out to achieve with this platform or this concept?
Thank you, Jeremy. So PayShap is very clearly targeted as a cash displacement and financial inclusion tool, but not only in the sense of day-to-day spend, but also revolutionary in the way payments take place in South Africa. And this is defined by two things. One, South Africans would know electronic funds transfer that took place in the launched in the mid-90s, that we needed to upgrade our systems to be aligned with global best practices, but also to provide secure, efficient, and real-time payments. And that's what PayShap achieves as well. It's definitely an example of how payments is going to ensure that consumers get the best offering at the end of the day.
And critically, what's the current user profile or demographic like?
At this point in time, so we see it definitely as a mass market play, where we've seen transactions traditionally have been in the up to 3,000 Rand. So everyday spend, we see it as a township economy play. We see it as a mass market play, making sure that it's a way to displace cash ultimately within the South African context.
Now, Israel, some consumers have been warned that some of the transactions are processed as standard EFTs. So I guess the question is, how does one justify that when you market yourself as instant? Is that not misleading?
So the facts are that PayShap does transactions in real time. So when a transaction takes place, it should be within the recipient's account within 10 seconds. Traditionally, EFT would take place 1 to 2 days. So they should notice the difference between EFT transaction and a PayShap transaction. So I hope that provides a bit of clarity, just the distinction between the two, that it should be noticeable in terms of a real-time transaction versus a EFT.
Is there absolute unity as far as the banks are concerned? There is a sense that there is a degree of fragmentation. There's some inconsistency in terms of implementation, and that might even punish consumers who don't bank with what would be termed the right institution.
There's definitely collaboration taking place, and this is also well coordinated across the banks, to the extent that we are noticing that improvements such as pay by proxy, PayShap request are all taking place because of banks collaborating to see this is how PayShap should be improved. In terms of unique experiences, yes, that is where banks have latitude to elect on how they would like that experience to be for their customers within their, in most cases, within their banking apps or internet banking platforms.
And is there a risk that that might provide a degree of confusion?
It's based on education that bank does with its customers. So there's also an opportunity that to have consistency. One is that you should be able to pay anyone just with their cell phone number, and that's consistent across the banks. You should be able to request for payment from someone else, and that will be consistent across the banks. So the foundation and the fundamentals, but how the user experience and the look and feel is, that is obviously the prerogative of the banks on how they want to communicate to different customers within their clientele base.
And Israel, what about uniformity of fees? If I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Reserve Bank had asked the competition watchdog to probe charges. They were saying that pricing technically falls out of the Saab mandate.
So from a pricing perspective, once again, the bank elects how do they want to price for their end users, and we see different pricing strategies take place, and that is encouraging. It allows for competitive market space where customers have the choice to say, I would like to be here instead of there based on the value proposition they get in. We as BankServe Africa have no part in terms of the consumer price in terms of PayShop.
But there would be a concern, surely, that the fees sometimes can fluctuate wildly between banks. But you're suggesting to me that's completely out of your control.
It's not within our domain.
Not within your purview. But again, I'm just looking at a graph here. I mean, for instance, up to 100 Rand, Standard Bank was charging 7 Rand 50, yet Time and Capitec were free, as was FNB. So is the sense here that you've just got to shop around and look for the best deal yourself?
The sense is that the banks would definitely need to provide value to the customers, and how they package it is what they believe is best. But customers have the choice at the end of the day in terms of where they would like to do PayShop transactions going forward.
One of the other issues, Israel, that's been raised is, and we know there's been a surge in digital fraud in South Africa. Are you able to say confidently that the platform is safe? I mean, for instance, what happens if a user sends money to the wrong recipient? What kind of, or what level of protection are they given?
Security is critical. There's no doubt about it. And because PayShop is accessed through the user's existing bank or digital channels, all the standard security features that you've heard about before on the show are in place and remain. Multi-factor authentication, biometrics, PINs and the like. It is the consumer's responsibility to also look after all those credentials to ensure that there's not any breaches. But I think each individual's bank's layer of fraud prevention definitely kick in to ensure that it's a secure space. So from a Banks of Africa as well as PayShop side, we don't get involved in that authentication at a consumer level that sits within the bank's domain, but also ensures that our infrastructure is able to process those transactions successfully and in a securely fashion at the end of the day.
Let's talk a little bit about adoption. And at the start of our conversation, I did mention some fairly impressive figures. Over 19 billion Rand processed. That sounds very good. But measured against the broader banking population in South Africa, what's the sense here? Is it a marginal uptake? Is it uptake that is growing? And what is stopping real scale here?
Well, actually, the latest numbers are even more encouraging, Jeremy. Since launch in 2023, March, PayShop has processed 260 million transactions, valued at 180 billion. So to give you a perspective of what we're seeing is that our monthly volumes from last year are becoming our daily volumes today, where we sit with just over 1 million transactions per day. So adoption has been a pleasant surprise in terms of growth. We obviously want to see a lot more. We've designed our systems and processes to make sure that we can handle significantly more volume. But it's definitely, the trajectory is in the correct direction of global patterns where real-time payments will definitely take off and become the norm going forward.
So what's the trajectory then just in terms of where you think this particular platform is heading? What's the big target here?
So I think in short, if we could even just see the doubling of that 180 billion Rand take place during the course of this year and come back to you with an excess of around about 400, it will be in the right direction and it will become norm. And we can see that doubling effect take place year on year.
Thank you so much for talking to me tonight. That's Israel Skosana, Chief Product and Scheme Officer at Bankserv Africa. It's the company behind PayShop. I really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.